In today's Mishnah, we're in the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 3rd Perek of Masechet Kiddushin. The Mishnah begins, Hamerli Shav, someone says to a woman, Haret Mekudeshet Li, you will be Mekudeshet to me, you will be betrothed to me, Almanat, on condition, She'adaber Alayich Leshilton, on condition that I'll speak about you to authorities, so I'll slip in a good word, or the Eseimach Kapol, I'll do some work in your house for you. Mishnah says, Diber Aleiha Leshilton Veseimach Kapol, if he does either of the above, depending on what the Tanai is, we say Mekudeshet, it works. Vim Lav, Inu Mekudeshet. So this Mishnah seems to be no different to everything we've been saying so far, that he performed Kiddushin on a condition, if the condition is met, she's Mekudesh, if not, not. However, what the Gemara is explaining is as follows, that this only works if he actually hands over a coin at the time he says Hara Mekudesh Li, and then adds this Tnai. If, however, the actual Kiddushin or the Hana'a he's giving over is alone the fact that he's going to, say, do some work around the house for her, then that would not be enough. Why? Because the opinion of this mission is Yeshna Leschirut Mitchila Vadsof, meaning when someone does work for you, already from the first moments he's working, you already begin to owe him this individual money. So it's effectively like the sum total of his work then is considered like a loan. And then what would happen at the very end, you have to pay that loan back. That's effectively what his wages are. That's how the Tana of this Mishnah understands what it means for someone to come and do work for you. Now, why is that important? That's important because if that alone is what is being used for the sake of Kiddushin, then he's trying to perform Kiddushin with a loan and not with something of monetary value. And we say that that does not work, as we've mentioned previously. What if he says, Amanachi Yirtze Abba, your Mekadesh Shemil, condition that your father does not object within 30 days? That's the way the Gemara explains it. She says, Ratza Abba, father's quite happy, meaning he doesn't object within 30 days, then it works. Mekudeshet. If not, if he objects, Enu Mekudeshet. If the father passes away, then we say, Haru Mekudeshet. She's betrothed, because there's no longer a concern the father's going to object. However, if this boy, the one who performed Kiddushin, met her ben, then what we say is, Melamdin Tata Av Lo Masha Enu Rotzeh. We encourage or try and teach the father to object. Why? Because if he doesn't object, it means that she was Mekudesha. Now, since they haven't had any children, she would require Yibum or Chalitza. We're not trying to avoid that result. Let's now Lemishna Zayin. Kidashit Biti. If someone says, I betrothed my daughter, this is a girl that has not yet become a Bogeret, she has not fully matured. But he says, Va'ini Odele mi Kidashtiha. I forgot, I don't know who she was Mekudesha to. Ba Echad. Someone comes forward and says, Ani Kidashtiha. It was to me. We say Ne'eman, we trust the guy. We say, yes, that's true. Not only that if he gives her a get, she'll be divorced, but they can even get married together. Because we say that someone's not going to be so brazen to come and say in front of the father that I was the one out of concern that the father's going to say, I have no idea who you are. So therefore, the fact that he's stepped forward and already volunteering that information, we say, okay, it must be you're the guy. We say, Zeh Amar, however, if two people said, Ani Kedashtia, Bezeh Amak, Ani Kedashtia, if two people come and said, I was the one, then it's a different situation. Mishnah says it's best we say Shnehem, not in get. What we should do to solve the problem, both of them should give a get. And that way, she's whoever was the husband, now she's free to marry whoever she pleases. However, Mishnah says, Vimratsu, if they want, then Echad, one can give the get, the Echad Kones, and the other one can marry her, assuming they're happy with that result. Those are the Mishnah today.